All week, we've been hearing about Russia's resurgence. Russian President Vladimir Putin is often praised for bringing an end to a reign of lawlessness and corruption under his predecessor, Boris Yeltsin. Not everyone sees it that way. Yesterday, NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer spoke with some of the country's human rights activists concerned about Putin's iron rule. Today, he profiles some Russians who pushed for pro-Western reform back in the 1990s. They say Putin has ended a period of positive change.
When former President Boris Yeltsin stood on a tank, waving a fist in defiance of communist hardliners in 1991, he heralded a new dawn for Russia. The Soviet Union collapsed months later, promising to usher in a new era of Western-style democracy. But at the end of Yeltsin's rule, 8 years later, democracy had become a dirty word for most Russians. At the teeming Yaroslavsky railway station in central Moscow, suburban trains deliver a steady flow of passengers to the bustling capital. These aren't the wealthy Muscovites who've been able to profit from Russia's oil-fueled economic boom. But when asked about the 1990s, many of those riding the trains say life is better now than it was back then. Bank teller Alla Lavrova says she sees the Yeltsin era as a period of government collapse.
A lot of negative things came with our new freedom. Organized crime, killings, and the authorities weren't able to deal with any of it.
More than that, many believe a handful of Kremlin-connected insiders stole the state's most valuable assets. Former nurse Lyudmila Alexandrovna says while they were getting rich, skyrocketing inflation was wiping out most ordinary Russians' savings.
One day I noticed the neighborhood was strangely quiet, and then someone asked me, "Why are you just sitting around?" It turned out everyone had left for the bank to try and save their deposits.
Former First Deputy Prime Minister Boris Nemtsov was one of the Yeltsin era's so-called young reformers. He says most Russians' view of the 1990s as a period of chaos has fed a desire to return to strong, stable leadership and created huge popular support for the authoritarian president, Vladimir Putin.
Because they believe that democracy means what's happened in the 90s. And what's happened in the 90s, we know. A lot of poor people, homeless child, a lot of problems in economy, unemployment rate was huge, etc. And people connect economic problems and freedom.
But Nemtsov says the idea that the Yeltsin years were a period of chaos is wrong. And many reformers say Russians don't realize what a mess the country was in when communism finally collapsed. Yevgeny Yasin, economy minister at the time, says food supplies were in danger of running out.
It was a question of survival. We didn't have the luxury of time. We had to take radical measures as quickly as possible to avert hunger and save the country.
The government freed prices from state control and privatized tens of thousands of state enterprises. The first to be sold at auction in 1992 was the Bolshevik Biscuit Factory. In Soviet-era buildings behind the company's 19th-century red brick headquarters, conveyor belts carry batter into huge ovens. The firm was bought by French Danone soon after it was privatized, and it's now one of the most successful cookie brands in Russia. Many economists say Soviet-era managers at companies like the Bolshevik Factory had run their enterprises into the ground while sucking out money for themselves. Maxim Boyko, a chief architect of the government's mass privatization program, says that's why they didn't want to give up control.
You shouldn't assume that there was an orderly country and a national consensus that now socialism is behind us and we can sit down and quietly and sort of in due order and in due process start building capitalism and democracy. That was absolutely not the case.
But economic transformation was only part of the government's reform effort. Former parliamentarian Lev Ponomarev helped found the country's first democratic political movement. He says the 1990s were a period of dynamic progress.
We laid the legislative foundation for a democratic government. It was a huge development that will be positively evaluated in history books. That's unquestionable.
But some say the 1990s reforms were mishandled. Liberal Yabloko Party Grigory Yavlinsky is a former presidential candidate who criticizes Yeltsin for manipulating national television during his re-election campaign in 1996. Yavlinsky says that set a precedent for Putin's subsequent crackdown against the free press and other authoritarian measures.
I think that the Putin administration is an absolutely clear consequence of the previous system. And I have no doubts in that.
Economic crisis in 1998 derailed the plan to create a middle class that would support continued westernization. The mishandled privatization of the country's oil assets gave fantastic wealth to a handful of Kremlin insiders, but also gave privatization a bad name. Yeltsin was sick and unpopular by then, and most Russians believe he picked Putin to succeed him because he believed the former KGB officer would save him from possible arrest after he stepped down. Some believe Yeltsin undermined his entire reform effort by saving his own skin. But ex-reformer Nemtsov says Yeltsin believed Putin would continue his policies.
Yeltsin forget that KGB guys have special knowledge how to be loyal if you are in the team of boss. But what's happened is in their soul, nobody knows, including themselves.
Nemtsov says once in power, Putin was able to capitalize on most Russians' belief that democracy means chaos. That enabled political clans in the Kremlin to retake control of the economy. Yavlinsky says the new system reminds him of the Soviet state planning agency, Gosplan.
Now it's a kind of a Gosklan. So it's a kind of a state clan which is operating the economy when all the people which are surrounding the top level of Russia is just responsible for the key branches of the economy.
I'm standing on Red Square, where once again what goes on behind me in the Kremlin's crenellated brick walls is a mystery to everyone outside them. Some believe that's part of a traditional political culture here, which is highly effective at creating just enough fear and distributing just enough prosperity to keep itself in place. Most believe as long as high energy prices continue sustaining that system, things won't change anytime soon. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.
You can learn more about opposition leaders such as Boris Nemtsov and hear other parts of our series at npr.org.